Hi, it's Olivia Munn with my shelter pets, Frankie and Chance, reminding you that when you adopt a shelter pet, you discover all the things that make them unique. Adopt pure love at theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Humane Society of the United States, and Maddie's Fund.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids.
First, I hold my hands out like they're on a steering wheel. Then I look over my shoulder. Next, I put it in reverse. Meep, meep, meep.
Visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Some knowledge belongs to us and us alone. The way our girlfriends walk, the way they talk, the way they touch their hair. We hold details that only a sister can know about her girls. But what about our other girls? The ones that we carry with us every day. Can we describe them when everything's right? Can we feel when something's wrong? Our bond with our sister girls gives life. But knowing your breasts can save it. You don't know what... Go to knowyourgirls.org for the facts you need on breast health. That's knowyourgirls.org, brought to you by Susan G. Coleman and the Ad Council.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little pill that treats ED is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/me. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/me. That's forhims.com/me for your free online visit. forhims.com/me.
Isaac, you missed the winning dunk and cost your team the championship. What are your thoughts?
I switched to Boost Mobile and got 4 free Samsung Galaxy A20 phones. So even when we lose, I still win.
Isaac, the fans are burning your jersey.
Yep, the fans get it. My Boost Mobile network is en fuego.
Switch to Boost Mobile and get 4 lines for $25 per line per month with unlimited data and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A20 phones, all on our super reliable, super fast network. Step up with Boost Mobile. Free phone limited to new customers and 1 per line. Additional restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com for details.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the Radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the Radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Bernstein and McKnight, 9 a.m. to noon on The Score.
Let's welcome Jim Shorts.
Jim, Mitch had his shoulder operated on just a couple of days ago, so he'll be fine, right? He'll be fine.
Oh, yeah. Well, it takes two shoulders. And here's another thing. Have you ever noticed Coach Nagy is never watching the game? He's just watching his little card that's laminated BU card. He's never watching the game.
Well, wouldn't you? I mean, if you have a choice of watching or not watching Bears football, isn't that the right thing to do?
Exactly. And during the half, you don't come out of the locker room. You know, you put a GoPro on somebody's helmet, you watch the rest of the game from the locker room. I mean, my God.
Listen to Bernstein and McKnight, 9 to noon, on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station. Mully and Haw flashback.
I think it's a good thing. You know, I think NFL playoff football is the best thing we've got in American sports, and a little more of it can only make it better. You've got the concern about a mediocre team make it. You will some years, but that doesn't mean that team does not deserve a seat at the table if they can't play well in the postseason.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That is Dan Pompey. We talked to him earlier in the program, and we talked about the news yesterday that the NFL is looking to get a new CBA done by next week's combine, and the new proposal under the current CBA, you have a certain number of playoff teams. They're going to add one to each league, and they're going to have each conference, and they're going to have an extra, or they will reduce the number of teams with a bye by one. So you'll have a total of 14 of the 32 teams in the league will make the playoffs every year, and only the top seed in each conference will get a bye. That's the proposal, right? And it looks like it's going to pass. It should help with their deal with the television networks when that comes up. And meanwhile, they got the players on board. They're going to expand the regular season from 16 to 17 games and reduce one of the preseason games.
Owners meet today in New York. They want to ratify the CBA by March 18th, the start of the new league year. This is how it would work. Next year, there would be 7 playoff teams in each conference. The 17-game season with 3 preseason games wouldn't take effect until 2022. There would be a difference in the revenue split based on the 17 games. The players would get a little bit more. I think up to 48.5% is what they're negotiating. That's probably still up for debate. But the bottom line is that as we get ready to look ahead at the combine next week, the draft, and all the things that start to build toward next season is when we could see one more playoff team to each conference, which I think, I'm with Dan Pompey, is a good thing for football. It increases the drama, it increases the suspense, and frankly, it increases the opportunity for every team in the league. And as we were talking before the segment off the air, the NFL, more than any other sport, I think, any other league, it every year you can finish the season, whether you're 2-14 or 14-2, yep, and look at next year as an opportunity. We're going to be in the playoffs. Yep. We have a shot to win it all. Parity reigns supreme in the NFL. And to me, this just gives you one more reason to think that if you're a struggling franchise.
Yeah, it sells hope to teams that are look fairly hopeless. And you're right. I mean, every year there are a number of teams that go from last in the division to win a division, that get in the playoffs. And it's kind of fun to see everybody take their turn. It's funny because my initial impression of it when we started talking about it this morning, my idea wasn't that it will make things easier for teams. My idea was it'll put more pressure on them. If you're a team like the Bears and you go 4 straight seasons in last place and you have losing records, you got to make the playoffs. If you have more availability in the playoffs, that should increase the expectation that much more.
Without question. That's because of what I just said.
Yeah.
It kind of reinforces this idea that if you are a general manager or if you're an owner, and your general manager has been there, 3 years without making the playoffs? Why? Yeah. You better make it in year 4 or else you're out.
And I was saying earlier in the program that I thought that we really gave the Bears a pass for the bad season they had this year after turning things around and winning the division and getting to the opening round of the playoffs a year ago. And someone texted immediately saying, all I heard was criticism of the Bears. All I heard was all this talk. But that may be the case. Maybe we were talking about bad losses. Maybe we were talking about failure to live up to expectations. But there was never any real accountability. You know, obviously, they fired some offensive coaches, right? But you never got the sense that the general manager was going to be in trouble, that the head coach was going to be in trouble, that the quarterback was going to be in trouble.
Oh my gosh,
when there was failure at that position, too.
So two thoughts to that. I think first, does that mean now with seven playoff spots available to you and you're the Chicago Bears with that defense and your drafts and that team that won 12 games two seasons ago, does that put your general manager and your head coach, year three for the head coach, year however many, six or five or whatever it is for Ryan Pace, under more scrutiny? Is their seat immediately become hotter? And then the second element to that is the quarterback. There's this feeling that every time we bring up a quarterback possibility, that whether it's Teddy Bridgewater or Marcus Mariota or whoever it is, the answer in our heads goes immediately to anybody but Mitch. Anybody but Mitch you want to consider. Anybody but Mitch sounds like a good idea. Anybody but Mitch is somebody you have to think, how can we fit him on the payroll? Because there's this feeling that we have seen enough and we want them to be held accountable because he's not been good enough. And anybody but Mitch sounds better than the alternative. So I do wonder what this playoff reality, increasing the chances of getting there, maybe easing the access, does that make it more, does that make the leash shorter with your quarterback and the seat hotter for your head coach and GM?
Well, you would hope so, right? I mean, look, I'm not a Mitchocrat. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that we owe it
hold
to
on,
ourselves.
Stop. Dab.
I'm sorry.
Dab, please.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah. Cut on your chin.
Here's the problem.
Sorry about this blood.
Bizarre.
Moly. Woo!
Yeah. Oh, that was woo. That might have been the most bizarre. Okay. There's. I got to tell
we
you.
We digress.
Sometimes I feel like I'm completely disconnected from reality. I'm in here talking to these two guys during the break.
Uh-huh.
And I'm, as you know, I'm kind of playing hurt today. I'm not feeling quite up to snuff.
Yep.
And I said, like, oh God, you know, I made some complaint, and Dustin said, what's wrong with you? And I said, I'm a little under the weather. And he's like, what happened? And I said, oh, well, you know, I wanted to have a Chinese meal. So I went to Wuhan and, you know, I came back like this. Bad taste, shouldn't make a joke about it. You know, it's a tragedy. The thing is, he thought it was like a restaurant, a Chinese chain. He thought it was like Wuhan. A new sandwich place that I'm like, dude, have you even looked at a newspaper?
Yeah, the sports section. I said, I'm busy watching sports. I'm busy teaching my future boss how to do radio at the Illinois Media School in Lombard. I mean, I'm busy coaching seventh grade girls basketball, not keeping up with where the coronavirus. You know, I think corona now, and I wonder, should I have this corona at dinner time because of the coronavirus?
Not a beer.
Is that a thing, right?
No. Yeah.
Is Kevin, that good or bad publicity for Kevin, the corona beer company?
Bad.
He's got an excuse with his kids. What's your excuse?
I'm just addled. I don't know.
Paying attention.
I thought what he meant teaching his future boss about radio, I thought he meant me for a second.
Oh, I like that. Look at you. Please.
Dustin asked a good question. Is coronavirus good or bad pub for the beer?
I mean, you know, they usually say any pub is good pub, but
I don't think so.
I wonder in this case, like, ooh, no. I can't put this bottle of beer to my lips because I could get the coronavirus. Now, that would be somebody who needs to open up a newspaper or watch CNN.
I'll tell you what.
People still opening up newspapers?
Yeah, I hope
so. Sure hope so.
I hope so.
Yeah, USSportsPages.com. It's a good one, too, for sports
there
pages.
There you go. Look at you. Always be selling.
Plug-o-rama.
Back to the NFL, I think that anything that puts pressure on teams to win, anything that makes winning more accessible and therefore puts more pressure on you to win is a good thing if you're a fan of the game.
I agree with that, and I think that the concerns that you'll hear today about people can worried that it's going to dilute the product and maybe water down the process. I don't know that it's going to take anything away from your viewing pleasure and the drama of that first weekend where you're going to have three games on Saturday and three games on Sunday next January, and you're still going to feel like, you know what, that looks like the playoffs to me. And the playoffs, as Dan Pompey said, pretty much the best thing going in sports today. You got the NCAA tournament. You've got the NFL playoffs and the NHL playoffs. The NBA, I mean, the postseasons for professional sports leagues are very good. I'm not sure that, I don't know. You can make the argument for the NFL playoffs being as good as it gets.
I think we'd both make that argument.
Yeah.
It's Mully and Haw. We've got Dan and Connor next on Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 The Score.
Sorry about this blood.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes weekdays noon to 2 on The Score.
Like anyone even close to being associated with basketball in Chicago did a great job of being ambassadors of the city. The only thing that was missing was Mike. It's the house that Michael Jordan built, and everyone was paying reverence to that, and yet the dude on the statue wasn't there.
Lawrence Holmes noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com on radio.com sports station.
What's it? Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little pill that treats ED is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/me. That's right. Free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/me. That's forhims.com/me for your free online visit. forhims.com/me.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Isaac, you missed the winning dunk and cost your team the championship. What are your thoughts?
I switched to Boost Mobile and got 4 free Samsung Galaxy A20 phones. So even when we lose, I still win.
Isaac, the fans are burning your jersey.
Yep, the fans get it. My Boost Mobile network is en fuego.
Switch to Boost Mobile and get 4 lines for $25 per line per month with unlimited data and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A20 phones, all on our super reliable, super fast network. Step up with Boost Mobile. Free phone limited to new customers and 1 per line. Additional restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com for details.
Hey, Scoreheads, big news. Now you can pause and rewind live Score Radio on the Radio.com app.
Just download the latest Radio.com app update and enjoy pausing and rewinding the Score live.
You can catch all the stupid stuff we say. And for the first time ever in local broadcast radio, enjoy your favorite Score shows on demand and on the go.
It's fast and easy DVR-style controls for live radio. Update your Radio.com app now to get in on this hot new technology.
Download the Radio.com app update now to pause and rewind live Score Radio.
Hey, I'm Ronan Farrow, investigative reporter and host of the Catch and Kill podcast, available now on the radio.com app. The show takes you inside my investigations into Harvey Weinstein and other powerful figures accused of terrible crimes, and it introduces you to brave sources and whistleblowers who took extraordinary risks to out the truth. You can listen to the Catch and Kill podcast for free right now on the radio.com app.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall.
Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Don Cooper.
Listen, I'm not going to apologize for 42 years of professional experience. You can't beat that. Combined with the new stuff, I'm going to have superpowers.
It's almost like if you're not in one camp or the other
let me tell you,
crossover.
For a while it created some white noise for me because I didn't get it. What turned out, it's a tool. The Rapsodo's a tool. The high-speed camera's quite a good tool because kids, people learn by visual as well. After a sideline, let's say, and we're working on Ronaldo Lopez's curveball, and you can see his hand is not in the correct position with the slow, high-speed camera, which is unbelievable. They see that, oh, no, you got to get here.
Yes.
So it's a tool that we use daily.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, Bulls fans, Chuck Swirsky
and Bill Winnington.
We bring you all the action of every Bulls game right here
on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
White, a couple of jab steps, comes up shooting, top three, bam! Put him in the Hall of Fame! Put him in the Hall! He's got seven threes!
Wow.
That was a big-time shot right there. Only on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
And right here on 670thescore.com.
A radio.com sports station. An official radio home of the Bulls.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes weekdays noon to 2 on The Score.
Joe Madden, what can players and fans expect from David Ross as the manager of the